Okay, so now that the stream people are hearing us, hello, people from the stream. I use this one, so people are actually hearing us. Thank you. Okay, hello again, people in the room, hi. Hello, people in the stream and on the recording. My name is Claudia, this is Barbara.
Yeah, I'm Barbara.
The thing is, we're doing a creative writing workshop here. So as soon as the lorry is going round there. Dear. Maybe you can have a third try to start that workshop now.
Well,
why do we do that?
Because we want to let's hack words here.
Really? Okay. I'm doing this partly as my job. I have a normal day job, and then in my very limited spare time, I'm also an author. So I write books for two publishers, and yeah, mostly crime novels currently. So not changed to science fiction now, because I can't think of all this stuff going on around us. This is much worse than anything I could think of.
I'm also writing on my day job. I'm a journalist, and I'm writing for a big newspaper in Austria. And besides that, I'm writing on my first big novel, which is already finished, 400 pages, but it's not published yet, and it will not be published in the very close future, but maybe in one a year. And for me, all started with creative writing. I attended some creative writing workshops myself in the last couple of years, and they really helped me to get started with my novel, because before that I was always thinking about, oh, well, I should write, but I didn't start. And finally, after having a workshop like this, I started. So I want to share this experience with you.
Actually, we're sharing this experience like once a month, because we're in the same writing group. That thing with authors are those separated creatures sitting in dark chambers. You know that from the nerd parts, right? But we come out once a month, sit there together in some cafe, and write for about 2 or 3 hours. But you can try that maybe later if you like what you're experiencing here. For the people on the screens in the stream, you can interact with us via Twitter. Just write to Shroombab. Shroombab is Barbara here, and we can answer your questions then. Hi there, come in.
And everybody who just came in new into the tent here and need some paper and pen, just raise your hands and I will bring it to you. We are here in a workshop and you're going to write, actually. It's not only we are talking, but you're writing. So anybody who needs some stuff, just... Yes, you can use your computer.
Yes, you may use your computer if you like. You can also just try to write with your hands, because this is a completely different experience. So for all of you who has already tried writing, for the people in the room who has already some experience with writing? Software's okay-ish. Okay.
So who is writing novels and who is writing software?
Novels? Okay, one, two. Short stories.
Short stories.
Okay.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. Okay, and code? Nearly everyone. Okay, I guess this is the same for the people in the stream. Pardon?
Yeah, documentation.
Oh, we love you.
Scientific papers.
Yes.
Logs.
Does that mobile microphone work? Yes? Great. Maybe it works over there. Thank you. Okay, this is the part with the question of your expectations from this workshop. You don't have to say much. If you say something, it will be on the stream. People on the stream, you did grasp around, you get some paper and pens, right? Good. If not, do it now. Your expectations from that workshop. Just 1 minute thinking. Who wants to say what he's expecting here? So we can actually, one sec.
For me, it's to just get encouragement and motivation. So I've been to a number of workshops, and each time each one just helps a little bit, but it's all helpful. So it's I'm motivated by attending these things. Okay, that's it.
So you're already keen on writing.
Yes. We're totally motivated that you're here.
Well, my expectation is to have one page of this at least filled with something coherent.
You might reach this goal.
Hi, well, thank you for giving the talk. I have a lot of thoughts and write these down, like small pinpoints and whatever, but I never get further than just these small pinpoints. And I think it will be really interesting to grab them together into bigger essays, and you have to make time for that, and maybe this would be a nice stepping stone in the front set to start making that time.
Okay, anyone else? Did I see a hand? Yes, no? Yeah? Another?
I'm quite blank. I thought
that will change
creative writing, I can learn something.
Okay, we're working on that one. Anyone else? Yes?
Every technique, like dancing or making paintings, has its own ways of getting into the creative process. So I'm interested in what aspects and what techniques there are in this field.
Okay, we'll also come around some of the creative techniques. Yes, we will. Okay, for you to start, yes, please. Thank you. This is about free writing. Free writing is already a technique. Who already knows free writing? No hands. I can't see hands from the stream, but we just go on with the people in the room then. Free writing, Barbara?
Well, free writing is actually something you can use to get over writing blocks. It's a creative technique which you are starting to use before you actually want to write something that is important. It's like you're sitting now here and you might have something in your mind that disturbs you the whole fucking day, and you are not getting rid of it, and you really want to get rid of it because you can't concentrate on the topic you really want to write about.
Like a shopping list, the car insurance, that guy in the office, like anything that's disturbing and coming back to your mind. I guess everyone knows that, right? Yeah, I see nodding. Good.
So yeah.
Not only me.
And that's why you use this technique, like, before you write what you really want to write, you write down what disturbs you. And you're doing this in one huge line. It doesn't mean that you... No, well, actually, you shouldn't stop writing at all. And if you're not... if nothing comes into your mind, write, nothing comes into my mind, nothing comes into my mind, nothing comes into my mind. Oh, maybe now, well, let's try. Oh, my home is so bad today, or no, today the wind and the tent, maybe it's not secured yet, whatever. Just don't stop writing, and you do that for...
I think we said we do that for 5 minutes.
And 5 minutes is normally the time use that.
Okay.
Then your mind should be more empty than before, and then you can concentrate on the real things.
Right. So actually, every one of you is just grasping the pen or your keyboard and just start writing anything that comes to your mind. Just anything, yeah? So, the reason for it is that it will go out, go away, and afterwards you will be a bit more clear and you will have it all out of the way afterwards, so when we come to the creative process itself. Fine? 5 minutes. And go.
And if somebody needs a paper and pen and hasn't got it now, raise your hands. I will bring it to you immediately. Yeah.
Thank you.
stop. Okay. How did it go? It was... One sec.
I was pleased that I kept going for 5 minutes.
My hand's tired and I still had stuff left to write, so I think I'm doing good. Thank you.
That's good. Anyone else? How did it go? You looking still pleased? One sec. Coming to you.
Pretty good. I've managed to write a whole lot of nothing. So I think that's good.
That's exactly what you were supposed to be doing.
Yeah, one thing I'm wondering, but probably there is no right and wrong here, is that I did everything grammatically very correct. Instead of, no, I don't know, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's totally fine. As long as you don't stop writing, it's just getting everything out of your mind, so your brain can come into a creative mode. So in normally during the day you're in like a non-creative working mode. I have to do this, I have to do that, and so on, and the car insurance and the cat and whatever. And when you start free writing, it all comes out and it goes out of the way. Does anyone already notices it a bit for the first time? Maybe? Yeah, maybe. I see you nodding. Okay. Close enough. I actually liked that I heard a lot of people writing, so the sound of pencil on paper and then some people on the keyboards was great. And I saw people actually smile doing it, so that was good.
Are going to continue writing now. It's not over yet. This was just a warm-up.
That was the warm-up, yes. We have a writing proposal for you. How did it come that there's still a typo in that? Okay, I have a typo in the slide. I'm sorry. I was sure I corrected it, but okay. Sorry for the typo, I'll correct it when you are writing again. No, I didn't use a spell checker because the spell checker always cuts out everything that I usually write down. So this is just bits and pieces from writing experience. When you write a dialogue, how people speak. They don't speak as you write texts. So if you say, nah, I'm gonna do this or whatever, and you write that down, the spell checker cuts it out. So that's why I actually seldomly use a spell checker, only in business emails. Yes?
I think with a spell checker also, you have a distraction, something that stops you. Like you're writing and all of a sudden there's this red line that says, hey, wait a second. And you need to right click and say, oh, okay, I meant this word. It stops your flow. So I think that's another reason.
I type in Dutch and the spell checker will be on English, and I type in English and it'll be on Dutch. I always get rid of squiggly lines.
Yeah, the red
English,
lines can be really disturbing when you want to write something in one line, and yeah.
Yeah, so spell checker, not for the first draft. It is good when you're rewriting afterwards. So if you're actually going through your texts again and want to do something with it, then spell checker is fine. But for the first draft, no. Maybe those screens, slides were my first draft then.
Maybe.
Possibly. Yes? No? Okay. Okay. For the subject we propose, you can say, no, I have a clear idea about something that I actually want to write about. I know a new short story. I know a scene that I've seen somewhere on the camp or something. You can, of course, write about that. You can do whatever you like. This is just a proposal from us. So if you're going blank, actually, you could come back to the proposal. But you don't have to. About that resilience. Barbara, you chose the subject. Why?
Yeah, well, resilience is the official theme of SHAR 2017. Maybe not all of you have known that, but now you know. And
yes, I know too.
That's why this workshop is also called Let's Hack Words, because we want to use the SHAR topic and our words and get creative with resilience. But it's just a suggestion. And you can write whatever you want, which means you can write lyrics, you can write a short story, you can just start writing a story, you can write a poem, you can write whatever comes up to you, and you can just write what you experienced here so far, like in terms of we are all here at this
workshop camp.
Camp and a few days, and we all got different things to see and hear, and maybe this has inspired us so far, and we can kind of write that down, what inspired us so far.
Yes, but I ask, why resilience, Barbara? Not only because it's the subject of SHAR, but what do you understand from resilience? What is your understanding of resilience? So maybe for all of us, so to get into the topic. No one? Oh, come on. One sec.
For me, my understanding of resilience is just being able to keep going. It's being like bloody minded about things, like even when things get tough, you keep going because you want to keep going, and it's sensible for you, okay, but it can be difficult sometimes.
Anyone else? Yes.
It's about keeping on track with your goals as you go, right? And you get distracted by many things. So, but first of all, you need to have a goal. So if you're goalless, yeah, I think you're all over the place. But I think that is ultimately what it comes down to.
Another one? You, maybe.
I'm just imagining a pillow with feathers in it instead of what is it called? The air mattress I'm sleeping on now. So that's waiting for me at home. And yes, I was really impressed by what he said, because I'm also working on a project right now which has its difficulties. And also, always I feel, also when it's very difficult with this project, that my enthusiasm about the subject and the essence of the project is what keeps it going, even when it's really, really tough. So, okay.
There was the word drive for the people in the stream. Anyone else? Oh, I see already faces. Thinking faces, so
I think they are already keen to start, actually.
Yeah? Want to start again? Okay, we'll do that for, let's say, 15 minutes. That's fine for you. 3 times as much as you did the first time. Okay, you had 5 minutes the first time for the free writing, now you've got 15.
And if you want, we can tell you when it's 5 minutes before the end.
Yes, 5 minutes warning for everyone. Okay, people on the stream, we will start a timer for 15 minutes. And this is also for you to write.
Yes, you're writing too.
Yeah, and if you've got questions, you can Twitter us to Shroombab. Shroombab, Shroombab, @Shroombab, on Twitter, and just get in with your questions and we will answer them too. Okay, for that timer, It's 16:13 now. And go.
And if you need some more papers, just raise your hands, please.
People on the stream, you will have to grasp around you for some more paper. Or maybe switch to your keyboard. This is the 5-minute warning. 5 minutes to go. and stop. Congratulations, you just wrote a first draft. Here you go. Yes, it's a first draft. What you produced in the last 15 minutes, it's a first draft of a text that could become a short story, a novel, a poem, something you can win the Pulitzer Prize for. And I see people throwing their pens already. Did you switch to the stream already? Okay, hi people in the stream. Welcome back. I hope you've written something wonderful too. But actually, first drafts are seldomly wonderful in the first go. First drafts are meant to be shitty.
That doesn't mean that your text is shitty.
No, but if you have the feeling like, oh God, I did 15 minutes of writing just something and nobody in the whole world will want to read that ever in a whole lifetime, in a whole history of human beings or whatever. That's totally okay. That's normal for first drafts. I have that every time I write a text. It's like nobody wants to read that.
Well, I have the opposite feeling. When I finish a text, I always think, oh, it's so great, it's so great. And when I read it again, then I get this feeling.
For me, it's mostly okay. This is so bad, and then I read it again like 2 or 3 weeks or month later, and then I think, oh, it wasn't that bad, okay, we can work on it. So normally you produce a whole lot of text, and then you carve the real creative text from it. So you have to have more text in the beginning to have something to work on. So and all that free writing, that first drafts, this is what you do for a start, and then you can actually work on it and form the actual text you want to make it. Is it a book or a poem or whatever? So usually you make the first draft, you make the big stone, the rock, and then you can work on it and fine-tune. But no fine-tuning without any text, so this is what you always have to do.
Let's ask them, how did it go?
Did you ask them how did it go?
You're having this microphone to go around,
yes,
and ask
them. Yes, I see hands and I'm coming.
Yeah, so what I notice normally when I'm writing is that my perfectionism kicks in. So I start dismissing my own words even while I'm writing. And this technique helps me to just completely shut that part of my brain off and just continue writing. I also noticed I'm not scratching in my book. I'm just continue writing. And I think it was really helpful.
That's fine. I like that. Fine. Anyone else? I see you nodding. No? Want to talk? Okay. Yes, you want.
It relaxes my brain for a bit, but not my hands. I was typing. But, yeah, felt good.
Felt good is good, I think. Anyone else? Yes.
I do see the added value of a pen and paper now because it's too easy on a keyboard to go and erase some things.
But you see it, even though you typed on your keyboard. Oh, sorry.
Smart. So yeah, I do notice, I try to keep writing and it works kind of, definitely, but sometimes I did notice like 4 or 5 times, I go back and say like, this is not correct, or I should like change this a little bit, and it's just too easy on the keyboard.
That inner sensor is a beast. It actually is. Anyone else? Yes?
Yeah, normally I really hate writing, I have to say that. Like, I'm not a writer at all. I also hate reading. I'm a photographer. That's why I went here, because I want to push myself to also learn other things than I usually do, and it's interesting. It's interesting to see that I'm actually able to write almost 2 pages now.
Yeah. That's good.
First two pages of your whole new novel. But that's good. That's totally good. Anyone else? Yes, no. People from the stream. Barbara, did we get any feedback?
No, we didn't get any feedback on the stream.
Because they're all writing.
Yes,
they
hopefully.
Didn't stop.
They didn't stop. Well,
that's
please.
Good. Go on. okay, we already sent that inner sensor. Who knows that? That inner sensor. The inner person who's trying to hold you back, who's always correcting you, saying, no, you can't write that like that, or no, you misspelled that word, or whatever. Who knows that? Yes? These are a few more hands.
Nearly everybody here knows the inner censor.
I hate him.
Well, that's why we draw him.
She does that. I can't draw anything. I should go to a creative drawing workshop next time.
No. We drawing can be as easy as writing. Like everybody can write, so everybody can draw. This is ways from being perfect. But it's really helpful when you're having a writing blockade to draw your inner censor. In the moment, it looks like. So this is how it looked like for me at the moment. Tomorrow, it might look totally different. It is ways from perfect. It's just the inner censor that hit me right now here today. And why I was drawing it, because it's the best feeling ever if you can destroy him. And
I guess we're not allowed to set that thing on fire, are we?
No, we are not allowed to do it here. But okay. you can do it at home. Or you can just throw it in the trash bin. And it really frees you up. I mean, it really empties you, and it really helps to go it away. And this is also kind of technique we want to let you at least know about. If you want, you can try it now, but we actually are running a bit out of time. But just remember to draw it and throw it away.
Yes, and another thing you can do, except from drawing your inner sensor, you could also give him a name, like, I don't know, Mr. Smith or something, and then you can shout at him or write him a bad letter with all your writing mistakes you can ever think of. Yes?
The inner sensor might be a woman.
Or a cat. A vomiting cat or so. Yeah. Another thing you can do, and this is something you come across if you write creative writing books or you read creative writing books, this is something most of the people recommend, are morning pages.
Yes. Yes, morning pages. That's actually... I'm not a morning person, so for me it is not that helpful, but for everybody who is really awake, the brain awakens when you wake up and you are really getting out of the bed, drink the first coffee, and then you're fully motivated to start your day.
Well, I never was.
it can be a good choice to sit down for 5 minutes and do what we did before, like with the first exercise, with the free writing. When you do that every day in the morning for 5 minutes, after 1 month, you notice a difference in the feeling. You can start your day more.
More clearly.
And
yeah.
And it doesn't only help you for writing, but it helps you for writing as well.
Actually, I'm not a morning person either. I have no freaking idea how I got through my school time. If you just get out of bed, even if you're still dizzy and everything, just write down either 5 minutes or 3 pages or whatever you take as your goal. Just do it. I tried that myself. I somehow lost track of it doing it again, but I shall start again soon. maybe not at camp, but maybe at camp. Maybe even at camp. At camp. Yes, you too. No, it's like you just get out of bed and you write down parts of your dreams, parts of what's going on in your mind, parts of things that happened through the last days. And then you just write it all down, like we did the first time. And as Barbara said, you're getting more clear. After 2-3 weeks, I had the feeling that my thoughts are getting clearer, much clearer, and I could get into that writing mode much faster. Not only in the morning, but you are able to write in the afternoon or in the evening when you already did some writing in the morning. This worked for me, but you are just invited to try it for your own. Just try it. It's just an offer, but I realized, even if I'm not a morning person, that it actually works. And then we can already say, thank you for being here, fellow writers. You already wrote some pages. You already made a start, maybe, or you kept going. And we invite you to just go on. Just try it again. And if you like that here, I hope we see each other at some other point. Yes, I see another hand coming.
Yes, thank you. So the question I currently have is, how do you get from this mumbling to an article or something you actually want to publish? What's the next step?
For me, it just switched mode. So if you keep on going, or for me it worked, if you just keep on writing and writing and writing, at some point you realize you're already writing that article, or you're actually writing that topic, or the next scene of your short story or book. And you... When everything that's disturbing you is going out, then suddenly you just switch to the other thing you really want to write. Sometimes if there's maybe going on lots in your life, it takes longer. And sometimes you need only 2 or 3 sentences, and then you're already in the story. It's just at the point in your brain, it just gets click. Yes.
Another tip for that is maybe to cluster things. What you wrote down now, to make a cluster of it and see what belongs to each other. Like where, which, you know what a cluster is. I don't have to explain that. And then when you are finished with clustering, you better see how you're going to start and where the start is and where the end is. So to make I at least that helps for blog articles.
Yeah, about that. So I can share my strategy. I personally works for me. So you talked about morning pages. That's what I'm doing as well. Okay, now I know a lot of people are skeptical about this and think like, oh, I can't do it, I can't wake up and write, I'm not this kind of person. But honestly, just try it. And what I did is, when after a while, after you do this for every single day for like a month, you start to see repetitive patterns. You see, like, you're always complaining about the same stuff. You're complaining about, I can't write, or I really want to start writing a novel, but I still haven't started. And after a while, it starts to annoy you that you have to keep on writing the same stuff. So you think, hey, okay, wait, I need to do something about this. At one point, your mind starts to think that. I need to do something about it. And then I recommend you to actually go take your agenda, take your planner, and plan in time. Plan in 1 hour, plan in 10 minutes, plan in as little time or as much time as you can get away with in your busy life. We all have busy lives. Plan it. And then do it. Commit to it. Planning time for yourself is commitment. And commitment will get you to your goal.
Yes. This, what he said, right? Okay. So thank you very much. I think we're finished. Nearly on time. Just 2 minutes. Thank you very much for letting us have that 2 minutes. It was a thank you for your contribution. Thank you.
And we hope you had some fun while writing.
Yes, we hope all the people in the stream had fun writing. Whoever wants to come back to us having questions, just having a beer or something, a chung, and talking further about it anytime, you can find us online and on Twitter, which is also online. But, for me, you see two Twitter names, which the one with the real name is the my author self, and the other is my nerd self. The author self is also followed by my boss, so don't expect too much nerdy stuff there, but you find my author self there. Thank you. Thank you, people from the technical guys. And see you. Bye.
Thank you for coming to our workshop. Please, you can keep all you wrote, but it would be very nice if you would return the pens. Thank you.